This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
The administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, Andrew Wheeler, he's in town today. All right, Administrator Wheeler, welcome to Philadelphia. Appreciate you coming to our city. And obviously, you know, you're going to be working really hard for jobs and also a clean environment. So we appreciate that. And yeah, welcome to town.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here today. I'm here with Senator Toomey. I'm touring one of the oil refineries outside of Philadelphia.
Excellent. All right. So the EPA now being here, we have a lot of brownfields. We want to talk about brownfields redevelopment. And also, you have attended, of course, working with the White House on this pledge to American workers. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So this was a pledge that began a year ago, and it was a pledge that a number of companies have taken all over the country to help train and hire new workers. And yesterday we had a celebration at the White House. We've signed up for 12 million people to be helped by private companies on job training and advancement and new hiring. So that's 12 million Americans who are going to get more training for jobs, for higher paying jobs. It's really a great program, and this is run by the president's daughter, Ivanka Trump, and she's just done an incredible job working with companies all over the country.
Now, with regards to Philadelphia and some of these brownfields that we have, and how do you define a brownfield, by the way, Administrator Wheeler?
Brownfields are former industrial sites where there's some pollution that remains that people don't want to go in and redevelop the site because they don't want to take over the liability of the old pollution. And a lot of these sites have sat vacant for years. The companies maybe that ran them are out of business. And these are basically blights. Brownfields can be in inner cities, and they most often are, but you can also have some brownfields out in rural areas. And we have, over the years, provided Philadelphia with more than $7 million in grants to clean up some of these old brownfield sites. And just this year, we gave Philadelphia an additional $300,000, which will do environmental site assessments at 15 different sites around the city. So we're trying to use the funding from the Brownfields program to redevelop some of these old sites. And when we step in with money like this, that encourages the private sector to also step into these neighborhoods. A lot of times they're older neighborhoods or industrial neighborhoods. A lot of poor communities live around these sites. So it's really important for the EPA to step in and help clean up this on a site-specific basis, some of these industrial pollutions that are on these sites, so they can be redeveloped and new jobs can be created.
EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler joins me. He's in Philadelphia to help promote jobs in the area and, of course, also to help turn these brownfields around. When you think about this now, the incentives to get private investment going, the incentives, obviously a lot of that has to do with making sure that whatever regulations and rules are in place are not detrimental to them to want to invest and put in their own capital, right?
Absolutely. So it's wanting to spur more economic development by the private sector, but when the federal government says we're investing in this community, we're investing in this neighborhood, it shines a spotlight, and then additional dollars will come in from the private sector. You know, right now, Pennsylvania has the lowest unemployment rate of all time, and over the last 2 years, the state has created over 120,000 good new jobs. Some 5,000 of those jobs are manufacturing jobs. And hopefully, you know, the EPA has played some small part in that. We have finalized 41 deregulatory actions under President Trump.
41 deregulatory
actions, saving the American public $3.5 billion.
Wow.
And we have 47 more deregulatory actions to take over the next year and a half.
Oh, that's outstanding.
And the important thing, though, is that the air quality continues to get cleaner, and so does the water. Just 2 weeks ago, we released our new air quality trends, which shows that air pollution is at an all-time low over the last 50 years. It's 74% cleaner than it was in 1970. Most people don't know that. Most people never hear that statistic. But the six criteria air pollutants that the EPA measures, 74% cleaner than it was in 1970. And a lot of that has to do with a lot of the hard work of companies and people and environmental groups all around the Philadelphia area.
I want to ask you this, too, if I could. Obviously, Pennsylvania, coal is important to our state. We have a lot of coal mining in a lot of towns that have been impacted by the decline in coal. People give coal a very bad rap. A lot of the candidates running for president on the Democrat side want to see coal plants all shut down. What is the EPA's position on that right now?
Well, I don't believe, and President Trump doesn't believe, that we should pick winners and losers between the different types of energy sources. We want to make sure that whatever the energy source is used in an environmentally conscious manner. So we put out a new regulation this summer, the Affordable Clean Energy Rule, which will clean up the pollution from coal-fired power plants, 33 to 34%. I'm talking about the CO2 reductions from those coal-fired power plants over the life of that regulation. But every single energy source has pluses and minuses. And some of the pluses for coal, it is a very cheap and reliable form of energy. But there are negatives for every energy source. We want to make sure that we have a level playing field so that the states and the cities, who historically have been the ones to choose what type of energy sources they use in their communities and states, are the ones who make those decisions. So we want to make sure that we keep the whole menu of options open so that people can choose what energy source works best for their community or their state based upon geography, weather, climate, things like that. But we're leveling the playing field. The Obama administration did declare war on coal. They put out a number of different regulations that just really decimated coal jobs in Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, the whole Appalachia area. So what we've done is make sure that if anybody's going to use coal or any other energy source, that it's the cleanest possible way possible.
And EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler, a lot of probably, I imagine today on your tour, you might even see some of our Pennsylvania refineries, fuel refineries. A lot of them are hoping to get exceptions from the new ethanol 20 rule that's coming out, or E15 or E20, I forget what it is. Are you able to work with them on that if they need to be able to be exempted from that?
It's the E15, and we are working with all of them. We want to make sure that our regulations don't jeopardize any jobs at any of the oil refineries. That's one of the reasons why I'm here today. But also here, just promoting, you know, Pennsylvania's had a huge economic boom with the natural gas and LNG. You know, we are now an energy, net energy exporter, the largest energy producer in the world. And a lot of that has to do with the natural gas Shell plays here in Pennsylvania, and those have created that has created a lot of jobs across the state, and it's helping fuel not only our country but provide more stable natural gas supply to our allies around the world so that they can become less dependent on less stable sources of natural gas, for example, from Russia.
Yeah, I agree. All right, well, excellent. Enjoy the tour. Welcome to Philadelphia, EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler.
Thanks, and thanks for having me back on.
All right, we'll talk to you again soon, sir.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.